Hi, everybody. Hi. My name is Marianne. I am the sound and audio and visual engineer, intern, here at Sunny Morning Mimosa. If you guys could all take a seat, I'm really excited to be here today because I have, like, some really big news, you guys. Let's just all get seated and I'll tell you guys my big news. I really think I'm about to get promoted here at Sunday Morning Mimosa. I'm so excited. I can't even stand myself. I've been working really hard and I really deserve this. I think they're going to tell me today that I am the new production assistant intern, which some of you guys may remember the previous person who held that position was, like, really unprofessional. First of all, this person was a tranny, which, like, is so unprofessional. His boyfriend, is totally using her, totally unprofessional. I can't even tell you the amount of times that she's caused trouble here. Like, well, she's been in jail twice, and that is really unprofessional. So bad for the show. So I really think that they're going to give me the production assistant intern position. I'm so excited, you guys. I'm so excited. I mean, really, I would be better than, like, any tranny any day. Hello.
I don't mean to interrupt, Marianne, but my dead body, okay? My name is Tani Arlafontaine. I'm the original MySpace Tranny Commission. Facebook, everybody. Everybody could just settle down and get ready. We're about to start the show.
Aren't you in jail?
Sir, if you could just please just take your seat. Marianne, I think they need you up in the AV booth right about now. So
the
show's going to be starting shortly, and we don't want to delay the boys, right?
Oh, my God.
Vivian.
Yeah.
Vivian.
Hello.
Viv.
Hello.
I'm sorry, everybody. Vivian von Streusel. She's our catering, and she's a bit hard of hearing.
What?
Vivian.
What?
The mimosas.
What?
The mimosas.
Marianne?
Yeah, all right. She's going to have the mimosas ready for everybody. I'd like to welcome the PS52 prom court. The king and the queen are here from...
Oh, mimosas!
From PS52, so we want to welcome them. Thank you so much for coming. Just have a seat. We'll be started shortly. Gil, are you ready? Are the boys ready? Okay, everybody. I need everybody quiet. Take your seats, please.
What?
And we're on in 5.
What?
Four.
What?
3. Hit it!
What?
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
PS52.
Yes, thank you for coming out. That's so nice of them.
And in your prom?
On a Sunday. Prom was last night.
Oh,
and they're
my
here
God.
On Sunday morning. I don't understand.
Well,
it,
I can
so
tell
happy.
By the ladies here that prom was last night.
Uh-huh.
They're still looking good.
Yeah, wearing the same stuff they wore last night, it looks like.
That hot pink is gorgeous.
Yes.
With the cutouts on the side and everything.
I didn't think they allowed that in high school, but okay.
I mean, it's very low cut.
Yes.
It's very low, but
yes.
Good for you. You
this
guys
is Queens,
look great.
It's Queens, though. It's Queens. What are you going to do?
And I love the pink tie matching the dress.
And the cummerbund.
I love
yes.
it. I love it.
Yes.
All right. Well, now that we're all settled, I'm so excited, everybody.
Yes.
So excited. You know me, James. Hello.
Hi, James.
I'm here every week. God, I can't get away from it. But I'm so excited, so excited, because you may hear a familiar voice, and you may have heard him interview my Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina
yes.
in the last couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to welcome back to our show officially. It's been so long.
It has.
But you were with us from the very beginning.
That's true. That's
Ladies
true.
And gentlemen, please welcome back to the show my good friend Joe.
Nice to be back. It was like home.
Oh, it does.
Like old times.
It does. It feels like old times. Now, we should give a quick, like, I mean, what have you been up to? What have you been doing? Like, what happened? What's going on?
Nothing really happened. It was more just, there was some other stuff that I had to do and work, and it was just a lot. So, I didn't want to hold anything back because this is a... It's like a freight train. There's no stopping
can't
it.
Stop
so
it.
Yeah.
Can't
so I, you know,
it.
I stepped out of the way for a minute, but I couldn't stay away too long. So.
Exactly.
I'm glad
so
to be
I'm
back
so
in the full
glad
swing.
You're back.
I'm glad. So glad to be back.
You know who else is glad you're back?
Who is that?
Nico and Vula.
Oh, I miss Nico
and
Vula.
Nico
and
Vula, how are you?
Yes, I missed their baklava most of
all.
Well,
I made sure, Vula, that he got a piece of your baklava
uh-huh.
straight away.
We kept in touch a little bit, here and there.
Did, really?
Yeah.
She didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, Vula's on Facebook. You didn't know that?
Vula.
Yeah. I did not even.
I mean, we Facebook every once in a while, but other than that, I haven't seen them in person. So.
Well, you're so with it together. I can't even believe that.
Yeah. So it was, but I mean, it's good to see them. I talked to them a bit before the show and had some baklava, of course. So it's good to be, it's like, just like riding a bike. You don't forget, you know?
Exactly. Well, don't screw it up.
I would never screw it up.
So, oh God, it's been a couple weeks since we've been here because, as you guys know, Anita and Gina had their live show.
It's been a lot going on.
Which we presented. Yes. At the Duplex, which was really amazing. And I know you talked with them last week, and you talked with them the week before the show.
The week before the show, too,
But, I mean, it really, and I know they said this before, was just unbelievable.
It
really
was.
Not a seat available in the house.
No, and it was like, I can't count how many calls I got the day of the show, being like, I want to bring this friend. Is there any seats available? I want to bring this person or that person. It's like, no, I can't help you, you know?
So
you think you know somebody, and I was useless.
Exactly.
What are you going to do, you know?
So, I mean, that went really,
it was great.
Really amazing. I want to thank everybody who came out because it was, I can't even.
A lot of new faces, you know, too.
So many new faces.
Yeah.
Like, so many. And thank you guys for subscribing to our show and friending us on Facebook.
Right.
And
this may actually be one of the first shows you're listening to. So
possibly.
Hopefully. You know.
Possibly.
But for all the people who have been listening to us since the beginning, thank you so much, too. And we welcome all of you.
Yeah, thank you
and I guess we should talk about, we have some changes coming up to this
show. We're going to, you know, we're having a summer of experiments.
It's kind of like that first year in college.
You don't know where you're going to land. We're going
to
try out
exactly
a little bit.
Where I wanted to land in college. I knew exactly what I wanted to do.
We're
going to,
little sample here, a sample there.
Yes,
and see what
there's
happens.
31 flavors, ladies.
That's
All right, we're going to try and sample all of them this summer.
That's right.
So we have really exciting stuff going on.
We have a lot.
It's
lot
very
going
exciting.
On, yes.
I can't. I'm so excited. I can't
and
wait.
Yes, I think, you know, one of the first things we need to talk about today, other than the other first things we just talked about,
right.
Is welcoming back somebody else to the show who is very near and dear to our hearts.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny.
Coming soon to
Facebook.
And you know what? Why don't we start off right before you tell us about your time in jail? Because that's where she was.
Well,
right.
Why
right.
don't you go ahead and make
I
our
was.
Mimosas for us? Because that's really important.
I
we haven't done that in a very long time. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tawny R. LaFontaine.
Yeah. I mean, I've never
with
had
the recipes.
Like, yeah, I've never had one like it. So
no.
Take
how do you
so
do
much.
It, Tawny? How do you do it?
Well, let's see. I got to confess, I didn't actually make these mimosas. Vivian was, you know, she made the first batch, but I'm going to tell you how to make them.
Well, they look delicious.
Correctly.
Yeah.
I taught Vivian, and she did an okay job.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm going to make you a fresh batch. This is a backup. So, first of all, it's great to be back. Let me just say that first, right off the bat. I'm so happy to be here. So happy.
We're happy to have you.
We're all back together. It's like old times, and it's going to be great fun. I'm so excited for the summer. But, all right, back to the mimosas.
Yes.
What you need to do is you need to go to your local 7-Eleven or 7-Eleven type establishment.
Yep.
Okay.
And you want to pick up what they call a big gulp. But, you know, if you're not at a real 7-Eleven, don't ask for a big gulp.
It doesn't have to be.
Just
right.
a big
no.
cup. You know.
Big cup, right.
64 ounces or larger would be
ideal.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm talking about.
Is that, these are?
You want to take that home. I mean, get the drink if you want, but you really want the cup. You bring that home and pick up an orange at the fruit stand on your way there. Just a small orange. It doesn't need much, you know, whatever you can find.
All right.
And stop at the liquor store, too, because you're going to want to find, you go up right up to the man there and just say, I need a lot of champagne.
Well, right.
And I don't have a lot of money.
Okay.
That's what I always ask the guy there. Actually, I don't have to ask anymore. He knows. But you might have to. So you want a lot. It's like we always say around here, it's quantity,
not
quality.
That's right.
So
yep.
you want to spend as little as much as you can and get as much as you can. So, you know, buy, you know, 3-4 bottles at least. And then you come home, you open those up. So you want to fill up your big gulp with the champagne almost to the brim. As close as you can get it when the fuzz goes down a little bit, top it off. Then you want to cut, depending on the size of the orange, you want to cut it in like 16ths, 32s.
Is that all that is?
Oh, and that reminds me, the only one thing that you can't do with this recipe, I do not recommend, make sure that you have a real orange.
Okay,
anything like a tangerine or a clementine, they don't work.
Okay.
I think they're disgusting, and I'm actually allergic to clementines, and it's just, it doesn't work. So just make sure you have a real orange. Okay. Like we have here in the studio.
Of course.
So, like I said, you cut it up as small as you can. You take your wedge, your 16th of an orange, and you just, you know, get a drop, a squeeze in there, give it a little tinge of orange, and there's your mimosa.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's delicious. So
we
have them all poured out. We have the nice, fine, we have our fine wine glasses out for this special occasion because we're all back together and it's just special. So again, I didn't make these, but I'm sure they're going to be great.
They
so
look
we have them all poured out for everybody. Let's lift our glasses. Audience, you all have a small taste of it too. Let's raise our glasses to friendship and hope and love and success of Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Definitely,
and,
yes.
And health.
And you know what? Just carpe diem. Everybody
carpe
just
diem.
Bottoms up.
Mmm. Mm. This is good. Mm. Delicious. Mm. Perfect.
Perfect. Take it easy, Tony.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's the matter? Tony, are you okay?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong? What?
This is Clementine.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you
I can't breathe.
What are we going to do? Gil?
Closing. Give me my EpiPen.
Okay.
All right, take it easy, Charlie.
Where can we? Where's your EpiPen?
Here, sit down.
Marianne, it's up in the AV booth.
Okay, in
it's
the AV.
It's in my bag.
Okay. All right, Marianne.
Yeah.
Marianne, can you just throw down? Just
yeah,
throw
just
her
find
purse
it
down.
Right now.
You
need to find it right now.
No other purse up here other than mine, you guys.
It's the pink denim
oh
one
oh,
on
okay.
the floor next to my crotch.
Hurry, Marianne.
Please, Marianne.
Oh,
thank God.
All
right. Okay, got it. You got it, right?
Okay.
Right.
What do we
do? What are we doing it? Where in your
bend
arm?
Over. What?
For the love of God, someone give me my EpiPen.
Oh, God, okay,
just
here.
Just stick it in. Just do it. Okay, I think it takes
a
minute. So,
are you okay? Are you feeling?
Is it not working?
It's not working.
What?
Okay. Let me see that.
Here.
Oh, sweet Jesus! This is in my EpiPen.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What? Are you okay? Come on. Oh my God.
Oh my God! It's my hormones.
Oh my God!
Okay. What do we? What?
I don't think we need.
Okay,
yeah,
call 911.
Call
911.
Three babies at home, they can't lose their mother. All right,
Tony, just try to stay
calm.
Please try to stay
calm.
Tell
Bethany I love her.
Okay, we're not getting there. Just
you're gonna be
trying.
I see the light.
I think if you relax, you'll be better. Please, Gil.
I see it.
Is it?
Are
they coming?
I see the light.
No, Tony.
It's so beautiful.
Tony.
Oh my God.
Stay with us, Tony.
Tony.
Elena Haraz. Mr. Bojangles.
Tony.
Oh, I'm not ready.
No,
I'm not
coming?
Ready
they're
to
coming.
Come, Bethany.
They're coming right now.
Me.
Here, everybody, back away.
Oh,
calm
it's
down.
Please,
so
just
beautiful.
Give us some space.
Calm down, everybody.
Sunday Morning Mimosa will return in just a moment. And now back to Sunday Morning Mimosa.
All right.
Oh,
okay. Thank you, everybody, for staying with us. If
staying
we can all just.
Calm.
Take a seat and get situated. We'll
everything's fine.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. Yes.
Tawny was taken.
The paramedics did come and they took her. And
we'll give you an update as soon as we
should
know
be
something.
Fine. Should be fine.
But we do have some business to attend to.
Yeah,
Tawny would want it that way.
Absolutely, she told us as she was being taken away.
I think that's what she was
something
saying.
Like that. But anyway, let's move on because we
never put tangerine or clementine. In your
mimosa.
In your mimosa.
Oranges
that's the
only.
Lesson to learn today.
Oranges only.
Okay, so here we are.
Here we are. So
Joe's back.
Yes.
Joe's back.
I
think that's where Tawny was kind of back.
Yeah.
And what else? We got some exciting things going on for the summer.
Yeah, lots of new stuff coming up and just
one
a really exciting summer.
One of those things, in addition to you being back as co-host, and I guess we should say Stephen. Is not here this week, our other co-host.
Yes.
But hopefully he'll be back next week.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of co-hosts and changes and new stuff, in addition to having you back, we have a new co-host we're going to introduce here. We're all really excited. And, you know, I hope this doesn't cause any confusion. But you may know him from his fabulous website, StevieNYC.com. Not to be confused with our Steven.
Our Steven.
Stevie NYC.
Yep.
Steven. Let's bring him out. We'll chat with him for a minute.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our new friend and co-host here on Sunday Morning Mimosa, Stevie NYC. Welcome, Stevie.
Welcome.
Have a seat. Have a seat. Make yourself.
How are
you? Be careful with the mimosas.
Yeah.
How are you? So excited to be here. I've been a fan for a little while now.
Great.
Excellent. Excellent.
We're happy to have you here.
We are a fan of StevieNYC.com.
Yes.
Well, we're mutual fans. And I'm so glad to be a part of
Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Yeah.
All right. So, our listeners may know you from StevieNYC.com.
Right.
And
if they don't, they should go there and check it out.
Yeah,
they should.
Check out StevieNYC.com. But where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Well, not
horrible.
You know,
we have
nothing wrong with that.
Well, Little Sparkle and
Little Sparkle down in Tation up in Jersey.
Yeah.
From
Patterson.
They frequent the malls on Patterson. Yeah.
I love. That's what Jersey's known for. The malls.
There you go.
Yep.
Where is there one that's better than another that we should make sure we check out?
They're all so close. When you hit one, you can hit like six more.
Oh,
perfect.
So you can you get your gamut of stores.
Perfect. We'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
When we
go to Jersey?
If we ever go to New Jersey.
Now I'm a New York City person. You know?
Okay.
All right.
I'm in the borough of Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklynite.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So.
Not Queens.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We're expanding.
Right.
I guess we can't say we're, the show based in Queens. I mean, I don't know.
I mean
we can.
Well,
we're
taking over
we
all the boroughs now.
Just taking over.
Yeah.
Exactly. We are. Now, I hear you're going on a trip next week.
I am. I'm so excited. And I'm doing a little bit of a bar crawl that trip.
Oh, cool.
Hitting up a different place in every state in the Southeast.
So you're traveling down?
Traveling down, leaving from
you're
New York.
You're driving.
Driving my aunt's car down. She got a condo in Florida, you know.
Perfect. Anita and Angina, I think, know about that.
And Boca, right?
Well, I think Mr. Buffum.
Right.
Purchased a condo for Aunt Anita down there.
Yeah, absolutely. They vacation
so
there often.
Maybe I'll visit her while I'm down there.
You should.
I can get a key to her place.
I'm sure it's gorgeous.
Yes.
I'm sure it's gorgeous. So you are traveling down now. I hear that we may be able to get reviews on all the places you're going to hit.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you guys reviews when I get back. So you'll know all the places to hit down there.
Awesome.
Yeah. Perfect.
That sounds really
we'll have to
cool.
make sure that all our... But you're starting here.
Starting here, I'm...
So you are
going to
hit some place here, or where are you stopping?
Stopping first in Virginia.
Okay,
so
you're not stopping until you
We're leaving here like 6 in the morning, so you know.
Not a lot of bars open.
That was the thing I want to talk about. Now, what about the drunk driving part? How are you going to...
We're alternating. My cousin and I are driving together, so
okay.
We're alternating. We're going to do a drink or two. You know, we're not going to go crazy.
We don't promote drunk driving.
No,
drunk driving.
Absolutely not.
No.
And so, no. I'm very against that, and I won't be doing that, but, you know, just... Chill out and have one drink. We're only going to hit every place for a couple hours because we're hitting almost everywhere on our way down.
Mm.
So it's a 20-hour drive plus, you know, a couple hours here and there. It's going to take us a really long time.
So are you on a stopwatch?
We're on a clock.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see if traffic allows us to stay
traffic.
On schedule.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Right.
Traffic. Motel 6 is calling, it sounds like to me. That 2-day drive is going to turn into 5.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. One drink. Just one.
Just one
drink.
Well, we have a backup plan because the night we're driving down, Georgia is our last stop that night. So our backup plan is to sleep in Georgia and then drive to Florida for the next day because we're hitting the clubs in Florida on the next night.
Oh,
so you gotta be rested up for that.
So we're gonna be rested up for that.
All right.
So if we can make the drive through overnight, we'll do it. Not,
Have you scouted out places, or
I have a little list. It'll be posted on cnyc.com. So if anybody's in the area, please stop by. Buy me a drink.
Do you know the list off the top of your head? Do you know any of the places?
I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Check it out on cnyc.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we'll post it on our site on our Facebook or something. Put it out there, and if anyone's from there, make sure to give us a shout out, and maybe you can hook up with, in the non-biblical sense, or in the biblical sense.
Whatever you prefer.
Whatever you my food.
You do need to make some money.
Right, I gotta make some money. I'll have business cards, you know.
There you go, business cards, we'll see how that
see
goes.
See how that goes, yeah.
I'll keep you guys posted. I'll give a full review.
Excellent. Of the people you meet,
of
the hookups and the bars.
Yes.
Excellent. And Well, I'm so excited to have you here, and I can't wait for us to get started. Now, I hear there's a little rumor that you may be hosting our 100th episode that's coming up.
How exciting.
I hear there's a plan for that in the works.
I'm really excited about that. I'm a little, you know, I have a little Ryan Seacrest at heart, so, you know, I'm down for some hosting.
I can see that.
Great.
I can see that. Our own Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Mimosa's very own.
Everybody
Stevie
needs
NYC.
A Ryan Seacrest, right?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who, well...
Well, not the real Ryan Seacrest.
Just as long as you don't get any of that stupid, ridiculous banter that they have between them. I hate it. Simon Cowell, Paula, and Seacrest banter makes me want to barf.
Well, yeah. It's a little forced.
And can we, wait, can we just please talk about... I know we're running out of time. Gil's giving me...
Yeah, Gil's giving
the
that,
finger.
Yeah.
I just want to say real quick that I cannot believe Adam Lambert didn't win. I can't believe it.
You know what? I was... Like,
no, actually, I can't believe it.
I can believe it. Yeah.
Finish your thoughts, sorry.
Like, I never watched American Idol until the last episode. And I watched, or the second to last episode, whichever it was. They got so many great opportunities. They were singing on stage with Kiss.
I know.
I was like, that's so not fair. You're nobody yet.
You don't get to sing
on stage with Kiss.
Yeah.
I have to say, I've never been a huge fan of American Idol, which, and I think I've talked about it before on the show, before on the show, so I won't go into it. But I don't love the sound of Adam Lambert's voice, but I can recognize that he's wicked talented. He's probably got the best vocals on that show that they've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next to Jennifer Hudson. I would say, I think Jennifer Hudson's vocals are just as good, and I enjoy the sound of them.
Yeah.
But I just can't, I mean, I can believe he didn't win because America's stupid, and I don't think that they know what's good and what's not good.
I think in some cases, second place is even better.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll have
a
long career.
Freedom and
as long as
not tied down by any contract.
Sure.
Well, that's the thing. Those contracts are crazy.
I know.
Show. So, good for Adam Lambert.
But that's what pretty much everybody that I've talked to said is, you know, I wouldn't buy Adam Lambert's CD, but I'd buy Chris's. So.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think when you talk about the longevity of a career... I'm sorry, Gil, I'm sorry.
I know.
We're talking about the longevity of a career. I'm going to finish up. We're talking about the longevity of a career. I think Adam Lambert's got it in the bag because Chris Allen, that's his name, right?
Chris Allen,
I think is just like any other singer-songwriter.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's anything that makes him stand out.
Right.
So you may buy that first CD, but as far as longevity is concerned, Adam's got those vocals and he's got the showmanship. And I
agree.
Think that there may be... some fine tuning that needs to be done so that the mass enjoys him.
Yeah.
But that can happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Okay. Let's finish up here. Make sure to please check out SundayMorningMosa.com.
Yep.
Check out StevieNYC.com.
Yeah. And look for Stevie on our show going forward.
Yeah. This is so exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
And again, we have lots of surprises coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Quick dates to throw out there. June 26th. We have Anita and Gina.
They're so busy.
They're
this summer.
So busy.
I don't know how we're handling it. It's a full tour.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally. They will be performing at the People's Improv Theater with the Secret Hospital Show. It's called. It's a sketch comedy show that's there. They've been asked to come and perform. And then July 17th and July 31st with their brand new show already.
They just have a new show.
And
now they have
another new show. I know.
To work.
Called The Prequel.
Working overtime.
Right. This show is called The Prequel.
Yes.
The final chapter in the comeback trilogy.
Okay.
So I guess apparently the deal is they're going to be telling their life story through their greatest hits.
Wow.
So I'm very... I didn't know they had greatest hits.
And I pretty much... I think they've told their life story at every show that they've had. But
I'm thrilled.
But
there's probably something that we haven't heard. I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm very
well,
excited
the last
to
show
do.
Was awesome. I was so glad I got to go.
You did
you
get
were
to go.
There.
I think, Stevie, you actually wrote a review about the show.
I did.
Which
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that we can get up on StevieNYC.com.
Yeah, it'll be on.
And we'll put that on our site.
Absolutely.
So look for that.
It's
but
great.
What quickly... I know, Gil. I'm sorry. Quickly, Stevie... In a few minutes, few seconds, Gil, that's fine.
30 seconds.
Tell us, you know, quickly what you thought of that show. Because that was the first time you ever saw their show, yeah?
Right. I mean, I was coming in a little skeptical. I have to say, you know, like, they're a little past their prime at first,
okay.
at first glance.
Fair enough.
But those girls rocked it. They had every move down pat. They did their practice, and they were hysterical. Let me tell you, there was not a... dry seat in the house.
Yeah, everyone was. I have to say, the audience's time was unbelievable.
It was crazy.
So many new people, and even our old fans that were there were still laughing so hard. I mean,
well, from the moment you walk in, you have like entertainment. You know, I mean, you're at a show.
Yeah, exactly.
They know how to entertain. They always have.
I believe tickets go on sale this week for July 17th and July 31st.
Check the website. So, check SundayMorningMimosa.com. All the information will be there for the tickets and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. There's the music.
There
thank you, Gil.
Thank you, Gil. All right.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Thanks for having
me,
guys.
Thank you, Studio NYC, for being part of the team.
Yes.
Joe, welcome back.
Thank
I'm so excited
you.
To have you. Tawny, we hope you feel better.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Prayers
so much.
Out to Tawny.
Prayers for Tawny.
It'll be fun.
Prayers for Tawny. Butterfly kisses.
She's gotten through worse.
She definitely has. Yeah. Thank you, guys, for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye.